all the stuff I don't want to do, do it next week.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm going to do that. I'm going to open up that file and go, yeah, I got this.
All right, good morning. It is 9 a.m. Today is the 27th day of June. This is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the Marion County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, at 8:59 a.m. on the 23rd day of June, 2025. Today present is myself, County Judge Leroy LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We do not have it on the agenda for some reason, but we are going to start with a prayer and the pledges. Father, we come before you this morning and ask for your guidance upon us. We ask for your mercy. We want to thank you for all the blessings that you bestow on us here in Marion County. I would ask if you would be with Ms. Doris Hines today as she is facing some things. Father, we also ask that you be with each and every person on this earth. And I pray for peace throughout the world, and especially in the United States of America. Please be with Congress, our President, Donald Trump. We ask that you be with our Governor, Greg Abbott, and the Texas legislature as they face a special session towards the end of the month. I hope they get through that as quickly as possible. Father, we also want to just thank you. We thank you very much for all the things that you do for us each and every day. It's in your holy, precious, most sacred, and glorious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of the American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right. The first and only item on the agenda is the budget workshop. And I think the best way we can do this to be as efficient as possible is if you guys, oh, let me call the boss lady. She's gonna get mad at me. I don't want nobody mad at me. I think the best way to do this is if you will go back. Ms. Hannah.
Yes.
We have.
I'm trying to mute my. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, but I can't figure out how to mute my computer. Yes, we got to turn it off.
Yeah, I can hear Hugh's broadcast.
Yeah, it won't let me turn it off. I mean, it won't bring my speaker up. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I was telling the guys that I think that probably the most efficient way to do this is we've got a couple people here to speak, is to go ahead and let them say their piece and let them go back to their regular scheduled program.
Okay, perfect.
So we will start with the county and / district attorney, Mr. Tim Carricker. Gentlemen, if you'll flip into your tabs under requests, should be a, there it is, you got it, everybody there. If you'll flip to, he didn't put his department on there, so it's the 1, 2, 3, 4th one. It's the handwritten one here, looks like this. And there's a couple of typed up pages behind it. Yep, you got the right one. Everybody good to go? I think it's going to be your next one. That's it.
There you go.
After the treasure.
After the treasure.
And that's a couple of pages. Yep, That's it. All right. Mr. District, I almost said Madam District Attorney because I've been saying that for a long time.
You can call me anything you want to call me. Okay.
Do you want a copy of this to go
no,
off of?
Okay. I got it in my head. I think I do. I'm sure you'll correct me.
Indeed.
If I go awry. Because the reason I started out asking for $1 billion, and then I figured that y'all would may have a little bit of a problem with that. Didn't want to overload the Chris, the ambulance system this morning. basically, I'm trying to prepare in advance for what I call LAB. Okay? And that's life after Bill. Because Bill's going to turn 79 in December. We had AFib in February. And when we did Diamond Bessie this year, for the first time that we've done Diamond Bessie, Bill didn't make it off the stage. So consider it, Bill said he's going to stay with me for 26, but I'm trying to build insurance just in case in advance. So I've increased my salaries. I've not increased the benefits because I can still keep it as a part-time position and avoid the benefits issue. The only other thing is I did increase, I did give an asterisk for an additional $2,000 to clean up a problem from 25. If you look at my forfeiture money and the PTB money, what I'm asking from the county, I'm trying to match equally with my own funds.
And guys, so you know, I don't want to interrupt you. If you'll remove his, he's got three other typed up pages there, so you can kind of follow with what he's doing.
And the best way to kind of let you guys know, under the statute, forfeiture money, for lack of better terms, is my money. And I can allocate, according to the code, I have to provide you with a budget saying how I'm going to propose to spend it. But it's more of a disclosure. PTD money is our money. It is a county account. It is a limited county account. It can only be used for PTD purposes.
What he means by PTD is pre-trial diversion. So if someone comes in front of the court and they've broken a law, for instance, criminal mischief, and we put them in jail and they're in jail, an easy or a more affordable way to move them through the court system is they come before the judge and district attorney offers them a pre-trial diversion. They get out of jail, so we don't have to feed, clothe, and medicate them. They pay a fine of
when he sits to the judge, we go before him and we say, okay, number one, Commissioner Webb, you sat in jail for, the best one was the one that we had where this is when I was your public defender, and we had the guy for criminal trespass out at your hospital. And he had sat in jail for 30 days. Judge, we're offering 30 days, time served, right? Your county judge, in his wisdom, said, you're a veteran, PTDS, you probably need some mental health. Harrison County has a real good mental program. He didn't like it when I asked him if we could transport the gentleman down there because we would not sue the county, because my guy had been your security guard out at your hospital for 30 days. That's one thing. That's one way we clear it up. The next one is straight probation. Commissioner Lee, you got tapped for DWI. I'm offering you 6 months in county jail. We're going to probate it for a year, okay? Commissioner Patterson, we're going to try to keep the conviction off your record. You got tapped for DWI, I'm going to give you a one-year defer. Okay? Commissioner Ashley, you have got the Willy Wonka golden ticket. Because instead of giving you 1 year deferred, I'm going to give you a 1 year PTD. All right? The difference between you two is you will not have a conviction on your record, but you will always have an arrest record. 4 years from now, you can come back before him, and you can file a motion for non-disclosure. Your arrest record will be sealed to the general public. Law enforcement will always be able to see it. The reason you got the golden ticket is because on a PTD, you can turn around and file to have it expunged. And your record is totally shredded, so it's like you've never been in trouble. Okay? And he is correct. When you come to court, you got to have $500 plus $80 to prepay probation. And that money goes into that account, and it's a separate, segregated account, but it can only be used for PTD items. So, I'm reaching into that account for potential salary help in the event I end up with losing bills.
Where I was going to let is this is not property taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm.
This is money collected through the court system.
If you just asked that one question, you're not going to raise taxes when I use that money. Same thing with my forfeiture. The forfeiture money, that comes from bad people. And then I really didn't do anything with the hot check fund just because people don't like checks anymore. It's not there. Can I answer any questions?
Any questions?
What's that money used for normally?
It depends. Collin County, they have such a large volume of PTDs. They have two attorneys that funds $100,000 per position just for those attorneys. And their job is every case that comes in. They'll pull your criminal history, they'll look at the offense, if it's a victim crime. DWI is not a victim crime, but let's say it's a criminal mischief. Let's say you
stole all of the gear from Precinct 3's barn.
Yeah. Oops. Whoops. They'll contact the victim and say, look, you know, here's what we're thinking. It's just going to be a problem for you if we give him a PTD. And they fund, like I said, they have two attorneys, that's all they do.
So what he's saying is that funds those positions in Collin County, that PTD fund funds those. Kind of like what he's trying to do here with you. We've never really done that before.
We haven't. I mean, that money just sits there.
So how much is in there now? Yeah.
About 19,000 to 20,000.
And you're asking for 12 or 14 a year?
Is that what I'm
saying? Is it going to replenish itself?
Yes. Yes.
Year to year is what,
yes.
You know, like we use it. It's only got 19,000 in it. How does it going to
that,
replenish?
Well, see, it's different. Okay. Asset forfeiture money is like buying a lottery ticket. Okay? Because I'm relying on law enforcement having an event occur, just like in the last 90 days, somebody came through the county and was full of weed in their car and they happened to have $3,000 in cash. So right now that $3,000, I'm seizing it. PTD money is a function of every year how many people come through primarily his court. Primarily, occasionally you will get some felonies where you can sit and go, here's a prime example. It's a felony if you operate a motor vehicle and you're above a .08, right? And you have somebody younger than 15 in the car with you. You have somebody that has no criminal history. None. And they just, they thought they were going to be able to stay home. And they get a call from their spouse saying, I'm not going to be able to pick Johnny up from practice. So they just, they're like, okay, practice is just 4 blocks away. So it's four, I got to just do 8 blocks. And I've only had a couple of drinks, so I don't feel like, you know, I feel okay. And then lo and behold, they have that inevitable, somebody ran the stop sign and hit them. Law enforcement comes out, I smell alcohol on your breath. If you had anything to drink, just a couple, I need you to get out of the car. Next thing they know, they're sitting in the county. And they've never been in trouble, ever. And they'll never be in trouble again. So they get a PTV.
So to the question, is if Jared were to steal all that stuff from Paul, then it's up to him to offer that PTV?
No, it's me.
It's up to you.
But anytime you have a victim, we try to reach out to the victim and say, look, here's your case. Here's the background. You know, give me, you know, what are your thoughts? Only the decision's mine.
Okay, so maybe a first-time DWI can be one of those, and it can't be criminal. And then they have the choice of spending that $580.
Well, here's the best one. Here is the best one. Husband and wife, right? Husband and wife get in a fight. Husband just pushes the wife, right? She falls against the counter. She gets a little bruise. Okay, husband has committed assault, family violence. He has. SO goes out, somebody's going to go to jail. Husband, you're going to jail. You've never been in trouble before. Your wife comes in and says, that was so out of character. We've been married 30 years. Never has that happened. We want the case to be dismissed. Well, I don't really want to dismiss the case. I want to get your attention. Because I want to make sure it never, you know, I have no guarantee it'll never happen again. So if I put you on a PTV, that's kind of like, that's a warning shot. That's all. It's a warning shot. Maybe you'll never get in trouble again. But if you do, then I've got something documented in my records that we've been through this rodeo before, and we're not going to do it again. Next go round, I'm going to put a conviction on your record. I gave you that one, you know, you're taught in law school, every dog gets one free bite. Because they do, because you don't know if a dog's a vicious dog or not until they bite once. And then after the first bite, you're going to start paying. So that's how that works.
And the PTD account right now has $21,000 in it. And again, that's not property taxpayer money. That's money strictly brought in from PTD.
So as DA, you can offer these people that 580 PTD, and then that money will go into that fund that's kind of self-taken care of.
Yes. Okay. It's a perpetuating, it gets replenished.
And you can use it for labor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As long as if somebody comes in behind Bill and I say, look, part of your job, these files are going to come through you first to determine whether or not there are candidates in here that you think should get a PTD. And if you think that, then you kick it over to Mary Ann, because Mary Ann generates the paperwork, because there's a little bit of salary money that supplements her. And that's to supplement her doing all the PTD paperwork. And then we do it.
Okay.
Any other questions, Jim?
You guys have any questions? Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
All right, we're going to stay in those requests, and we are going to scoot back to let's see. Constable Greer, did you have anything you wanted to speak on? He's right after.
Good morning, attorney. Gentlemen. Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Sheriff. Is she still out?
Yeah. So it's right after the district attorney's.
I'll make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's it. There it is, right there.
All right.
Basically, all mine, I mirrored mine from last year's. I have to ask Shannon, but most of my expenditures are vehicle maintenance and fuel. Like I said, I've not asked for anything, just status quo and maintain. Do y'all have any questions?
I have none.
No.
Shannon, do you have any questions?
No, I think it's the same.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all's time.
Let's see. I feel scoot. BJ, do you want to say anything?
Oh, I'm asking for $500 in the increase in supplies just because stamps. Our postage is really going up, paper is going up. I just bought checks, which is going to be close to 2,000, both general and payroll. Hopefully got enough. I'll get through this year and into next year. So as far as like stamps, we're halfway through the year, and $431 is what I spent on mailing. You know, I do the jury checks twice a month. We do the vendor checks. It's just...
Is 500 enough?
Yeah, I mean, because right now, what Shannon does at the end of the year, she pulls from my travel, because I don't use all my travel.
Okay.
But, you know, in the future, you might have a treasurer that does use that travel.
Sure, so, well, especially, yeah.
So, you know, I'm just requesting that just to kind of keep up with the paper and the postage. And,
okay.
Something goes up every year.
Yes, like several times a year.
Yeah, two or three times a year.
And I'm fortunate enough to use the county clerks, you know, so that saves me some, but I still need to, I have to pay them back. So.
Do you know offhand yearly about how much they go up?
Oh my gosh, I'm actually, what, we're at 69 now, and that just was happening not
that's
long
with
ago.
The discount on our
yeah. And right now, you know, we get a break because they have a machine, but like they're 70, like for. Like 70 on there, guys.
I think there's one more projected for this year. Yeah. To try and push through, and so that I would guess probably at least two or three increases next year is probably what they're going to try and push
it's
through.
It's usually not that much every year.
And if you mail something today, the person may not get it at all, or they may get it in 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't put it. I have attorneys that come to probate court. They will not mail anything. They just bring it to court with them.
If you want something sent, you better prefer that.
Yep. Thank you. All right, Shannon, I think we're just going to go back to the first page in your binder, the very first page in the binder. And Shannon, we're just going to go down the list, if you're good with that.
Okay, well, is it the proposed budget changes? Is that what's on there?
Budget requests.
Oh, on the request is what you're looking at. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes.
So we'll start with number one that says salary employees at 6%. We're going to mark that out. We're not going to do that. Or I don't see that we do that for two reasons. One, I don't like percentage increases in salary because it's the very first page.
Budget request tab.
It might be in y'all's budget tab.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a blue tab.
Theirs might be on their budget tab.
Gotcha.
There we go. There we go. It's on over there.
It's what we look, it's the same thing we kind of did last year, if you remember.
I just wonder where you said it was.
Gotcha. Mine was in a special place.
Yeah, Sandra put yours in there. And I don't have the tax assessor yet or Constable One or the Sheriff, so when they turn those in, I'll get those to people.
It looks like this, guys.
Let's see.
Yep.
That's where we're at. You good? You good? Everybody's good? All right, good deal. So, item number one is the district clerk's salary employees, a 6% raise. I don't believe in percentage raises. I really hope we can give the employees a raise this year, and if we do that, we're going to do it like we've always done it, and it's just going to be a number across the board. Old Charlie used to say, from the county judge to the janitor, everybody gets the same.
Yep.
So we'll nix that. Item number two is the district attorney assistant DA position raise. As long as that's coming out of his funding, I mean, we're not having to raise taxes on that, because it's going to be very, very difficult for him to find an assistant district attorney when Bill finally hangs it up, because Bill does it on the cheap. The only other prosecutor that I know in the county is retired, so it's going to have to be somebody from out of county that we're going to have to pay to help him out. So I'm going to put a question mark next to that.
Hey, Leeward.
Yes.
Hey, on that, maybe clarify with him. My understanding was that he wanted the county to raise $10,000, and then he was putting $10,000 from his. Or was he transferring that $10,000 from his to the county?
I think he was transferring it, but I'll clarify that with him.
I'll clarify with him before the next meeting and make sure.
So we'll put a question mark next to that. And let me go back and look, because now I've got questions. No, it.
Because see, on his page, he's got at the bottom, he says increase $10,000 salary insurance for Bill's position.
That's
so
on
that. Maybe that is. And then on his other ones, he's got the insurance. So maybe he is transferring it over.
One is from the pretrial diversion fund, and the other one is from the forfeiture fund.
And I will budget that. I don't have that budgeted. I'll have that in there for next time.
So again, both the district attorney's request for $10,000 and $2,000, the way he's got it in here is it's coming out of funding that has to be used in his office by him for that specific purpose. So I put a question mark next to both of those till we get that clarified. Number four is the auditor's travel. She wants to increase her travel budget by $2,000.
Let me tell you what's in there right now.
Okay.
I think it's just $1,000.
Well, you can't go to Marshall and go to school for $1,000.
It's $1,000 right now.
So you're going from $1,000 to $3,000?
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
We need her educated to keep us all in line. And then number five is a treasurer. She explained hers. That's at 500.
Stamps.
Yeah. And since the tax assessor and the constable and the sheriff haven't turned theirs in yet, the sheriff's not asked. I know I've talked to the sheriff, and he would have been here this morning, with the exception of he is actually at home getting that brand new broadband access that we're getting throughout the county installed in his home, and he didn't realize that we had a meeting this morning and scheduled that, so he's handling that, and that's fine. The tax assessor, I spoke with her. All these new laws, election laws that are coming through in September, she's still trying to mitigate how she can move stuff around. I told her that's fine. Constable One, he's been out of the office a little bit, so he's going to get his to us. So we're going to go to item number 18, that Women's Center subsidy. What are they getting right now?
This is a new one, which is why I put it on the sheet. Their letter should be in the request. I can't remember if it's at the front
or
back.
Yeah, it's the front.
But they were just asking for $1,500. It's for survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and trafficking is what is the type of people that they cater to.
And I don't know if you guys remember, we passed a resolution not too long ago about that, and I think they served like 130 some odd ladies that are citizens of Marion County, and they did it on their dime, and I would imagine that that's going to be an ongoing fight. Yeah, yeah. And then the treasurer's office is also asking for $10,000 for 3 months.
They didn't put that in there, I did.
Okay.
This is, if you remember, the last time when we had office...
Yes.
Department head changes in those offices, we allocated 3 months worth of money just so the new person could go down and start training or whatever. And so I put that in here for those are the two offices that we will be changing elected officials to see if y'all wanted to do that again.
Well, I think that would be very wise. We don't want a new treasurer coming in not knowing what they're doing when they walk in the door.
Right.
So unless you guys have any opposition to that, I'm fine with both of those. And then the number 21 is another fabulous unfunded mandate from the state of Texas that our website must be ADA compliant, whatever that means. But we're gonna have to pay for that, and I think we put in $5,000 on the pretense that I don't think we know exactly what that's gonna cost yet, do we, Shanna?
We don't. I haven't had any information from TAC on the cost side. They run our website. Karen turned hers in, and I did go ahead and add that to her budget. The people that run her website, they're going to be charging $1,500 for that. So I don't know if TAC's going to charge that amount or more. So I just put $5,000 because I have really no idea.
I wouldn't see it being any more than $5,000.
I mean, I would think because they do everybody, so they would just do it and we would each get a little piece of it.
Yeah. So that's something that we've got to do. I mean, there's, again.
When will we know? Have a better idea?
I would hope pretty soon. We've already put in.
I don't know if we will know, Paul, during the, was that Paul or Jerry?
Jerry.
Here in the budget process, we actually do not have to be compliant until I think it's April of 27. So TAC is sending out information right now, but they may not actually know how much it's going to cost either. So that's why I just, you know, put a number in there. If it's more or, you know, something way more, then we'll just have to try to adjust the budget, do an amendment next year to cover it. But I'm hoping that $5,000 will be enough,
yeah.
And then we'll do what we need next year.
Yeah, if they're only charging the tax assessor's office $15, I wouldn't see why it would be any more than that. And I would like to retract my statement about unfunded mandates. Those are state-sponsored property tax rate increases. That's what those are.
Yeah.
People can understand it easier when you say it like that. 27 is the airport, a building for a mower, $3,000. Is that going to come out of there?
These things are already budgeted. We just budget them from year to year. I just wanted to let you know that they're still in there.
Gotcha.
So they didn't do a little building last year. Maybe they don't need to. I don't know. But I just went ahead and put it back on their list.
They haven't built it yet?
If they did, I didn't know they did.
Well, you'd have paid it. I'll call Ted and ask him.
Yeah, he might have forgot that we put it budgeted it out there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's coming out of their money. We haven't put any money into the airport, like transfers from the general fund in several years.
So,
it's
in their fund. Yeah. The district clerk part-time employee scanning.
That comes out of her money, and that's just budgeted out there for special projects. The same as Kim's rate preservation money. That's their money, and we just have it out there.
Okay.
The BJ's money, that's in technology, and we've been budgeting that for the past couple of years because their printer's getting older, and it's an expensive printer. That way we have it budgeted if it goes out.
Okay. And then computers.
Yeah, the tax office, we just put that out there every year in case you need something in her office.
Okay.
These are things that are budgeted already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they stay in there.
And I think everything else is in your packet if y'all want to look at it. Our next meeting is Friday the 11th, but you can look through your packet and let me know if you have questions, but I've just got, I just try to put like a summary of each office, the revenue and expenses. I went ahead in a pocket is the salary ranges estimate from what we do each year, so you can start looking at that. And then also I put in the back just a snippet of what our area tax rates are, like just the counties that are around us. And I also put a budget comparison from year to year, like what our expenses and revenue were and whether we raised the tax rate or not. So that's also in there for y'all to look at. Two things I did, I put it on your cover sheet, but I did want to point out, you know, we're December for health, so we don't get our information from TAC until the end of July, like the last week of July. So their average this year was 6.7%. I went ahead and budgeted 10% because we did have quite a few people who met the deductible last year, but I don't think they're ongoing cases. No,
very,
I think they were just
very front
one
page.
And done.
This one. Very front page.
Yeah.
And speaking of health insurance, the East Texas Council of Governments is putting together a health insurance program that we're going to look into just to make sure that we're doing what's best, not only for the employees, but the taxpayer. So we'll see what comes out of that, and I will bring that to you guys in a different meeting when we have more information.
Yeah, so right now, budget 10%. I hope it comes in under that, but just in case we already have it in the budget, and so we're not hit at the last minute with the big increase. The TCDRS, I just wanted to point out, we have been paying the 11.96 for the last several years. We were trying to just get our funded liability up. That actually, our required rate for this year actually went down to 10.4. We can keep it at the 11.6 or we can go down. The difference is it would take, if we go down to the 10.4, it would take $28,000 out of the budget.
I would like to see that stay, because right now our retirement funding's at 93%, and the closer we can get to 100, the better off we are, because you see all these retirement systems that belly up.
Speaking of the retirement stuff, that was something I was going to ask. When was the last time that our retirees had gotten some type of a raise?
That one last year.
last year before,
for sure.
It was the last year Charlie was in office.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It has been since I've been.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And prior to that, it had been a decade.
Yeah.
And we can look at that once we see what we're going to get, what we're going to bring in.
Okay. That's what I would.
I'm fully open with giving the retirees a cost of living raise. God knows they need it.
That's something that I've got several that are retired, and they could definitely use it, because we were all in that same boat too, and we got several that are going to retire pretty quick too.
Sure.
They're here. So I think that'd be something to look at.
Sure.
It looks like on this paper it was 2022, so just a couple years ago.
Yep, we can look at that. Shannon, if you'll pull some of that, kind of, if we can add them into our salary increases, maybe what we offer, you know, whatever the county employees get, could we do that for the retirees as well?
Yeah, we'll have to get, like, they don't put that on here, so I'll have to get BJ to call or go on. We'll have to go on the website and see. I'm not sure how to do that, how to figure out what that increase would be, like how much it would cost or whatever.
Okay.
How many employees are retired that are drawing off Marion County?
It's going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
I'm not down on the front end either. I'll have to go into the website on that too. I can remember
the board. There's
a dozen. Oh, I bet it's more than that.
I know I've got four for sure in my precinct. You definitely got several.
Well, if you just think about it, if you just take out the elected officials, you're talking about a lot of people.
Yeah.
People that just work for the county and retire.
Yeah.
I want to say it was something like 20-something.
It's now, a bunch.
Now, I don't know, you know, how many people passed away or whatever, but we can get that.
We'll run a report.
Okay. Thank you.
Good thing about those is you don't have to do benefits.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to add to retirement or taxes or...
I think it'd be something that we need to just look at anyway to see what we could do for them.
Sure. But back to that, I think we need to leave that at that 11.96. We don't need to fool with that, because we are slowly catching up. And I'd love to see that at 100%.
Yes. Okay. And then we went through the request. Again, I put a little sheet in there that shows you the salary changes. I think the last couple of years we've done $2,000. So if y'all want, I can go ahead and put that in there, and y'all can see how it looks on the total, or we can wait till we get farther in the process, whatever y'all.
JR and I spoke about this the other day. I think we want to do, what was it,
$2,080. That's exactly a dollar an hour.
Yeah. $2,080. That's what I'd like to see us. I would like to see us put that in the budget.
Okay, I'll figure that and I'll get that in there for next time.
Unless anybody has any opposition to that. I mean, I'm open.
Let's see what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, $2,080, Shannon.
Okay.
And then we would offer that exact same to the retirees.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to call TCDRS and figure out that.
Speaking on employees, I was glancing through here and I may have missed it. Did she budget in the shoe fund again this year for the employees?
I'm sure it stays in there. Shanna, did you go ahead and add the boot fund for the road and bridge guys for them to get a pair of boots?
Yeah, I didn't change anything from last year.
Yeah, she
couldn't.
Okay.
So, it's under uniforms, Jacob, and it's each precinct at $500.
Right.
And I don't even know if it would be feasible for us, and you guys, you can answer this better than anybody. You know, the prison in Huntsville, they make boots that we can get pretty dead good cheap. I don't know if we get the sizes of everybody and just make one order at the beginning of the year. I don't know if that's something you guys want to do, or the guys may have a certain boot they like. I don't know.
Well, I think it might work better to let each individual get what they need, because some employees are diabetic.
Gotcha.
Some employees got special shoes, and that $100 will definitely help out on
diabetics. None of mine is used yet. They all said I got to have $100 first to get boots.
Well, they
well, they don't have to buy a $100 pair of boots.
No,
they
don't.
They can buy, you know, 50 and get, you know, their 50 back.
And if they want to come up here and order them with Sandra. I mean, I think we can just pay for them because they're, I mean, that prison system down there, they, I'll give you an example. The sheriff was needing some new shower inlays, some stainless steel shower inlays. We were looking at them. They were like $11,000, $12,000 a shower. Well, we got them from them for like $3,700. And they just shipped them up here. Now we had to pay to have somebody put them in.
But we can get some pictures of some of the boots and stuff.
Well, I think we got a catalog in the office.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, and Shannon, I was going to run something by you right quick. And we've not discussed this in court, but I wanted to kind of, I've been talking to our tax attorney at Linebarger, and I would like to see the county take possession of some of the struck off properties throughout the county and clean them up, maybe some small lots, maybe, you know, like I'll give you an example, Pine Harbor, there's a whole lot of struck off lots out there. If the county could take possession of those lots, add them together, come up with a tract of property, the county clean it up, and we turn around and sell that, that would do two things. One, if we didn't make a dollar off of the sale, we could put that property back on the tax rolls as a better looking piece of property, clean some of that stuff up out there, and then start collecting property taxes on that. You know, instead of it just sitting for 25 years, like, you know, the last commissioner's court meeting, I was signing deeds from when I was in high school. But, you know, I don't know if should we set aside some money to be able to clean that property up? I don't know what that looks like at the moment. You know, if our road and bridge guys don't have something to do in the wintertime, we could clean up property. We could contract that out to somebody to clean it up. I don't know if we should add something to the budget to be able to do that. When I was speaking with Linebarger, she said absolutely. She's not sure about how much we can profit off of selling the property, but she's going to look into that for us, and she's getting me a list of struck off properties right now. So you guys think we ought to budget something to, in the event that we got to clean that up ourselves? Or
we can do this.
We can do it. We can do it. However, I've got to, if we do that, let's say it's in the city of Jefferson, which I don't think there's any struck off property in the city of Jefferson, but I'm just giving you an example. If it was in the city of Jefferson, I would have to go before the city council, have them relinquish all their rights to that, and the school board, and have them relinquish all their rights to that property. And if it's just out in the county, then I just have to go to the school board and ask them to relinquish their rights to that property. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm going to that seminar Tuesday, and I'll have some more questions about that, because a budget for cleaning up one of these things could just be a few $100s, but I see
it could be a lot more.
It could be several thousand.
Sure.
Some of these that are so bad about tearing the home down and getting a dumpster in there. That would be absolutely, Judge, one of the best improvements we could do for this county.
I think it's a great idea. You know, you see a lot of counties that build convention centers to add the revenue. I don't want to build a convention center, but I think if we could clean up some properties, add them back to the tax rolls, cleaned up, ready to go, I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't do that. I mean,
places you got all these little lots. And
you could combine them and sell
turn
them.
Turn that into a better real estate, better neighborhood.
The appraisal district or something about changing them from lots to actually.
You know, and that's something that we pay them, you know.
Survey or whatever. I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I mean, because I think you could get it back on the tax roll a lot sooner than that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even if we don't profit off of the sale of it, it's going to help both the county and the school district.
Yeah.
In the long run.
The city is looking at that right now, too, to seeing how to take property that is struck that they now trustees and all for, how to get that sold and back in the market. So the city's going through the same process right now too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, we got to look at cleaning it up, getting it surveyed. I mean, it's going to
cost money.
It's going to cost money, but it's an investment. I mean, I don't see any bad outcome of it, other than we can't sell it. Well, eventually we will, especially if you combine a lot of these small lots like in Pine Harbor to attract a property. I don't know why we wouldn't.
I bet there's one or more in this room that could make that land or that lot attractive enough somebody will buy it.
Sure. And again, I think I don't know how much. I think we add something into the budget because again, we're going to have to get it surveyed. None of us are surveyors. Right. I mean, we can go out there and walk it, but we'd have to get it surveyed. There's things that we don't even know about yet that we're going to have to do to it.
Okay, initially pick a number then for just the survey before we ever go touch it to make sure it's the right one that we're working on.
Sure.
What's the number?
What's the survey cost?
A minimum?
$1,500 minimum for something like that. Minimum.
$10,000?
Yeah.
$12,000?
I know demoing a house that starts at $10,000.
Yep.
$50,000?
$50,000.
Let's start out with 20. Just start with something.
25.
Okay. We'll start at 25 for that because there's a lot of things that we could utilize our equipment with the county. Like, I mean, my skid steer that I've got in my bridge thing,
perfect.
When we ordered that, we made sure it was big enough that we could put a mulching head on it. Well, that's a pretty cheap rent right there and could clean up so much.
Do we have a mulching?
We don't have a mulching head, but I have the machine to run the mulching head.
Gotcha.
So it's an attachment.
To how much is a mulching head, roughly?
8 to 12?
It'd be a cheap one. You know, that'd be a cheap one.
Well, that's how we roll here.
Yeah, sometimes cheaper ain't better.
I agree. So if one of those costs $12,000?
$15,000 or $20,000, I would imagine.
Well, I would say let's just add that in there, into that fund, and you know, take that 25, add 20. Let's just do 50, because we'll have to buy one.
Yeah. I mean,
it's an investment.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's not that we're giving money to somebody.
But something like that could be cleaned up and straightened up so much with that skid steer, your Mini-X, those things like that. The pieces of equipment that we purchased with that ARPA funds will be tremendously helpful to clean up a piece of property.
Okay.
For the county.
Yes, sir.
50.
50. I say 50 so that you can buy that thing to put on there. I mean, even if you use it 5 times, you're getting your money's worth out of it because we're going to turn around and put that back right back on the tax rolls, hopefully.
We'll just figure it out. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
Shanna, can you add $50,000 into a county cleanup fund?
Yes. Do you want it in the general fund?
Yes.
Yeah,
does need to be a line
item. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I have an account that we did something with a couple years ago and haven't used again called economic development. Can I put it in there?
Absolutely.
That would work, yeah.
$50,000, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Might be cheaper to put a mulcher head on your mini.
Okay.
Is it a reach? Yep.
Especially, and I know because I've seen the list, most of the struck off properties in your precinct.
One of 19 subdivisions?
Yeah.
And you have how many, Jacob?
I don't have any subdivisions.
Oh, just these lots that are so scattered and then, between a ground mulcher and upstairs mulcher.
Yeah, something like that would be tremendously helpful to utilize for the cleanup.
And both machines have tracks on them, so it does not matter how wet it is.
Yeah.
You can work it in wintertime.
Well, flats.
Yeah, no beeps.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that'd be a bad idea at all. We both got it. I've got an addition that's the same way that would be very handy for something like that. We could benefit from it.
Nothing but positive can come out of this.
I agree.
Nothing but for the whole county and the taxpayers.
Let's get started somewhere.
Yeah, let's start.
There's Hugh's headline in the next Jim McHugh. The county is nothing but positive.
Yeah, and 100% agree with it.
And absolutely.
That's important.
I ain't been yelled at in years.
Not by me.
I think it's a good idea. I think we can
absolutely. It's worth. It's a road worth walking down. Yeah. We might have to back up a little bit. Yeah. We can walk down it.
Yeah. Shoot for the stars. Right.
What was that? The gentle cube, not under cube.
You've got it. You've got area
one. Mm-hmm. One owner prior accused me of saying during commissioner's court, I'll ride that bull. Yeah. I'll ride that bull.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Probably more so lots because tracts of land will say they'll move.
Sure. And this is just struck off property. If so, with what you're saying, well, what you just said, if it's a tract of property that's struck off and we can clean it up and sell it, because it ain't sold yet, you know what I mean? It's struck off.
So that's what would be just as important as the survey. That had to be our first choice, first plan.
So we'll have to pick something and start. We've got to start. And this is something that's going to take 20 years to get a full survey. It'll never end.
I'll throw out a thought for you too. As someone who owns a piece of property in another area that I can't sell, I can't give away, I can't do anything with, when you get those isolated lots or where it's not necessarily a tract, I would bet a lot of the surrounding properties are inherited and probably a little letter off to property owners. Karen may be able to help figure that out. Where you can create a mini tract. Maybe it's a multi-party sale at that point. That might be helpful to sell those one or two individual lots that are standing
one person by themselves.
Exactly. It helps you clean up some of that easy.
Well, we have to be open-minded enough that it may take $2,000 to go in and clean one lot up. It may not be worth the $500.
Right.
But if that incorporation gets it back on the tax roll and creates one block, that's able to sell and move or come in there and build a $40 million home.
Especially with the sewer requirements in so many places these days. A lot of these lots are too small to put the aerobics on, so they sit, but you can combine them and do things with them.
I just think
it's a good idea.
I'm always
something to shoot for.
Yeah. We're always thinking of how to better the county, and I think that's an ideal way of doing it. That it may not cost an exuberant amount of money, but it may make.
Well, if we could do it this year, we could put the 25 to 50 there this year. I don't think we would need it the next year.
No, because we're going to identify what we need. Yeah. And
I don't think it's a reoccurring fund there that would.
We'll just try it. We'll just see what happens.
Just one other question: when this money. When these lots, this land is sold, is that going to go back directly to the general fund, or will it go back into that?
I would put it back in that economical development and keep going. It may be to where we just make this very first $50,000 investment, and then we don't have to add another dollar to it, and we can just put it back in there. Yeah.
And then the tax money goes
to the general.
Right around, yeah.
All right. Paul, you got any questions?
He's got buried in the same way.
Yeah, for sure.
Paul, you do too?
Not that. But it could help him too. Yeah.
Karen told me several years ago there's over 300,000 in back taxes just in Pine Harbor alone. 300,000. Just one area.
Well, hopefully we can fix that.
Lineberger's been doing an excellent job.
There is no doubt.
An excellent job there.
Between Stacy and Lee and Karen, they have been knocking it out of the park.
The last, 2 years, it's been over 100%.
The last tax sale they had for properties, they sold every piece of property.
Yes.
All right. Shannon, do you have anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Guys, I would if you need to take something out of your binder to look at home, I would make a copy of it and keep this binder in the office. Because inevitably, somebody's going to leave their binder at home. Yeah, Shannon did great on these. This is a lot better than what we used to do.
And BJ's going to find out how many are retired.
Yes, sir.
They're growing, full and part-time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, any other questions, Jen? Shannon, you got anything else?
I know. I will make all these changes and get them in the binder for next time.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We didn't start yet.
That's a long